Isn't that wonderful? Love is bubbling over. So I can preach as long as I choose. Love is bubbling over. We're delighted that God has watched over us and blessed us with the presence of mind to reassemble ourselves together that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. And He blessed us to take that recess, go and dine sumptuously in some cases. And now we have come back to hear a word from the Lord. And you didn't go to sleep when you ate sumptuously. Don't go to sleep as you dine now. Do you know who you are? Do you really understand who you are? Based upon whose you are. Based upon whose you are. Reiterating some words or some thoughts from the book of Ephesians and Hebrews this evening. We usually, as human beings, conduct ourselves based upon who we believe we are. As a child, as a faithful child of God, you're a very special creature on the planet called Earth. I want to look at a few thoughts from the book of Ephesians and chapter 1 and also Hebrews. I've always been fascinated to read about who we are because of whose we are. Especially in Hebrews and in the book of Ephesians, and the blessings that occur to us in Revelation chapter 20. Oh, church, let's walk down here for a few minutes. And if you stay awake, I might keep that word, phrase in there, a few minutes. Chapter 1, Ephesians. Verse 2. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. Now notice this. Who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And Christ Jesus. If we read nothing else, no more, that's shouting time. According as He hath chosen us, He hath chosen us in Him. When did He do it? That means that He knew that we would be born. He knew who would get together. He knew who our mamas and daddies would be. And how our parents would teach us. He knew that. All of that. Before the foundation of the world. Now notice what it says above that. What has He done? Chose us before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before Him. And I love these next two words. In love. It's wonderful to be in love, beloved by God. There is nothing more blessed than to be loved by God. Having predetermined, your Bible says predestinated, having predetermined, had decided ahead of time, predetermined us unto the adoption of children. That's the blessing that's the blessing that that God is going to receive, give up to His children. Because God knows everything before it happens. He knew every one of us would be a member of the Church of Christ before we were born. Having predetermined or predestinated us to be what? The adoption of children. God has adopted us as his children through Jesus Christ. Why did God adopt us? The text shares that with us, the latter part of verse 5. God chose according to his good pleasure and his will. He did it because he wanted to do it. He did it because of his love. This should give us encouragement. This should prompt us to strive on a daily basis to live our lives, conduct ourselves as sons and daughters of God. Not just our biological mom and dad. Understand that God has adopted us as his dear children. To find the latter part of verse 5, good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted. He has made us accepted in the beloved. Now, since we are accepted, has blessed us to become accepted by God. What does that say? There's going to be an end time to humanity on earth, but there will never be an end time for humanity. There will be an end time for us on planet earth. God has adopted us and has prepared another place for his adopted children. Look at the text. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have what? Forgiveness of sin. Your Bible says redemption. We have redemption. All I did was switch them around. We have redemption. We have the forgiveness of God. Forgiveness of God. He loves us. Let me do that again. God loves us, his adopted children, members of the Church of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? And as a result, his son was sent down so that he could do that. And his son tells us to have John to write that there are mansions up yonder awaiting our arrival. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his word. We have the forgiveness of sins, all because of his love. Now, church, based upon us having that information, that or this should be motivation for us to be able to know that we are able to cope with any situation and with any circumstances. No matter how many people will believe what Brother Mack put on the board up this morning, because the world is changing things. Love, God says it's sin. God says it's sin. The world says, oh no, that's just getting along. We love each other. Yes, pray. If you missed the lesson this morning from Brother McCullough, you missed the treat. In whom we have redemption. We have redemption. How do we have redemption? Through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. Why do we have it? Because of his great love. The riches of his grace. He did it anyway, knowing how we would act. He created us. Created this universe, rather. And then created us for this universe. And we have found up here, he doesn't just throw us away and bring in a new crop. He sent his son to teach us, to save us, to give us another opportunity. Why? With a God, watch this now. With God who is perfect, his son who is perfect, and the Holy Spirit who is perfect, how is it that we have so much trouble in dealing one with another? I'm talking about in the body. The picture's out of focus. We should, without hesitation and without reservation, live a life of love for God and for his children, and endeavor to talk with, to encourage others who are not his children to become his children. Sharing with them what blessings they would receive from God. Not just life, but eternal life from our Heavenly Father. Oh, church. As we go through this, prayerfully this summer, let us be mindful of endeavoring to share, of opportunities that God blesses us, to take note of, and to follow through on it, if possible. Seven again, and then we're going to flow into verse 8. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Why do we have it? According to the riches of his grace. The extent of God forgiving us. There was only two people on planet Earth that sinned against God. I'm sure that you often question in your mind, as I've done in mine, he only had two, disobeyed. He's not limited as to how many he could have. Create, calling to existence. That's all it was, calling into existence. He could have just dismissed those two and brought in another two to do his will. He didn't do that. He manifested his love even while we were yet sinners. His sin, he didn't wipe us out. Since we know God can do that, forgive. Since we know God can forgive, why do I have to get so angry and upset and I'm going to find me another church? And say, I'm going to heaven. You misspell where you're going if you don't change. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That's because God is loving, wherein he hath done what? Abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, what he had in mind, according to his good pleasure. Why did you come up with this plan? Why did you forgive us? Because I wanted to. Because I loved you. I loved you and I love you. Which he has designed, and the things that he has designed for us, he's the one that designed it. Purchased or proposed in himself. That in time to come, in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might do what? He has his own time to gather together all of his children and one with him. With him. According, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, watch this, he might gather together in one all things in Christ Jesus, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Did you get that? the day is going to come when we will all be together. No longer them there, us here. We're going to all be together. Isn't that worth working for? Isn't that worth living a life that God is well pleased with? Don't you want that blessing? I know you don't want the alternative. For those who refuse to accept his love. Now notice the text. Let me read it again. Because I want it to flow into verse 11. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ Jesus, which his Son, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Bring together those on earth and those in heaven, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance by our obedience to the loving God, being determined beforehand or predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we, I like that word in this verse, we should be to the praise of his glory. What is he saying in our English? That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. He wants bragging rights on his children. God wants bragging rights on his children. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believe. After you heard the gospel, you believe. You were sealed. You obeyed the gospel. And you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the down payment or the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Isn't that something? He purchased us by what he had his son to do. There is no creature on planet earth that loves us more than the creator of us and the creator of planet earth. Can we not love him? Can we not love him enough to be faithful, to be loyal, to be determined, to give him glory in our lifestyle? Verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard, Paul talking now, of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you. I cease not to give thanks for you. God loves you, and so do I, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, good sense, sound sense, God-loving sense, wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Knowing what he is essentially saying to us, by God letting us know him as well as he loves us, and God loves us and did not keep it a secret by what he did through his son, that's what he's talking about here in this verse. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, we didn't know who it was before, we know now, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Knowing God is to have some sense. Knowing God means that you don't do, we refuse to do foolish things, but endeavor to live a life that He is well pleased with. He's done all of this just for us. And I'm sure you've thought about what I said heretofore. He only had two people on planet Earth when they sinned. And He didn't wipe out those two and start over, which He could have done. And no one would have been able to stop Him. But His love wouldn't let Him do it. Church, brothers and sisters, that is an example for us here on planet Earth, especially on planet Earth and being in the body of Christ. I'm getting so upset with you, I can't stand you. I'm bolting. I'm getting out of here. You can't stand me. And God loves you, and God loves me. Be careful. Don't lose your soul because you make foolish state decisions. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Did you hear that? He is praying that God will continue to bless them to think wisely. The spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. Paul has wrapped up a whole sermon in those phrases. He has wrapped up a whole sermons, again, referencing the love of God that we are to imitate because we are God's adopted. We are to imitate the love that God manifested for us. We are to imitate that love when we are involved and when we are endeavoring to live together and work together in His kingdom. The eyes of your understanding, verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Do you know what he's inferring here? So far, the writer is inferring that there must be something wrong upstairs if you have trouble forgiving one another. You know what I'm talking about when I say upstairs. I don't mean upstairs in the house. I mean upstairs. If we can't get along with one another, there's something wrong upstairs. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance. Oh, inheritance? Do you really understand? Do you really realize? Do you have any idea of what God is preparing for us in glory? All He's saying is just be faithful children. Be loving children. And I want you to come and live with me forever in glory land. Anybody here? Now, in order to read verse 19, I must go back to verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us, or to usward, who do what? Who believe according to the working of His mighty power. He wants us to know how much he loves us. He wants us to know also how much he has done already for us, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand, where and where we are trying to get, heavenly places. Far above the principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Watch 22. And has put all things under him, Christ Jesus, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is what? His body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. We don't want to hurt. We don't want to hurt Jesus by being disobedient children. We want to stay in favor with our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we stay in favor with our Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? We're in favor with God Almighty, his Father, our Father. Do you understand? We must understand whose we are. It's not just coming to this building, singing songs. God sees that as obedience to his commandments. And he counts it as love. So when we do what he has told us to do, commanded us to do, God says, that's my child loving me, manifesting his and her love for me. Therefore, knowing that, we should look forward to coming to worship. Worship the God that didn't destroy us when the first two disobeyed him. What do you think about? When it's worship time, when it's gathering for Bible class or for any activity that's designed to glorify God, why is it so difficult? People have difficult jobs and they get up daily, 5 days a week, to smile. Where you going to work. Well, I thought you said in a few, yeah, child, but I got to go on, get on out of here. I tell you, I just got to get out of here. I got to go to work. I have to work. Well, what about God? Why not have that spirit with God? He's not only in control. He's not over you. He's also over the people that you work with, working for. Do the right thing. Talk to the Father. You don't know what kind of doors he will open for you. Preacher. Now, I said before I got up here, I'm going to talk a little bit about Hebrews too. But no. Don't get excited. Amen. But church, if there is no other church, let this church, us, manifest our love for God. Not talk about it, not just talk about it, but manifest our love of God. As we worship him and as we have our intersections one with another. When I was growing up, I grew up in a family, they had 10 children. 10 of them. And you know, some of those children, know what an ironing cord is. And they don't know what an ironing cord is because it would iron. They knew what ironing cord is because of what it did for them. It helped them to love their brothers and sisters a little bit more. It's a training tool that parents use, and they knew how to use it. Amen. But you see, just as an aside, when your child is a little bit sickly, you have to have a little bit of mercy. So when you, and that was the way that I was. Of course, they didn't have that trouble with me, but I'm just putting that out as being put out. Peace, all is well. Church, what I've endeavored to do is to try to help us realize, really realize, and come to understand how God sees us. God looks upon His church as His children. We look upon God as our loving Heavenly Father. Prayerfully, that has given the best of everything He had. The best of it. There were angels that the human mind says He could have sat down. But He didn't send an angel down. He sent His only begotten Son down. Read the book of Revelation sometimes. God doesn't just talk about loving us. He manifests, makes it known through what He does that He loves us. Oh, the joy that our Heavenly Father has when we follow His example by manifesting our love for Him as opposed to just talk. This is a great church. And I thank God for the privilege and the honor of being a member of the Church of Christ and worshiping with this congregation. And I yet believe we are more. That's correct. We are more than what we have become. Therefore, let us remain. Three things: steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let us make that a memory verse. Can wake up in the dark and just wake up and say it. Where are you tonight? You know what God wants. He wants to have a glorious relationship with us. In general, and with us, and with you in particular. How do you stand with your Father tonight? Whatever your need is, the choice is yours. And if you're here and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, let me remind you, the Church of Christ, Jesus came all the way from glory, lived on planet Earth for 33 years and was crucified, but rose again in 3 days, just that you might know about the love in heaven. Come this evening. You've heard the good news, how He loves us. Oh, God sent His Son to die for us. He gave us all. Believe it. Repent of your sins, which means that you're godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed.
confess Jesus to be, or acknowledge Jesus to be, the Son of God and our Savior. And then be buried in water, rising to walk out of the water in the newness of life as an adopted child of God. That's correct. You hear, believe, repent of your sins, confess Jesus to be Lord in Christ, and you're buried in water baptism. When you come up out of that water, God adopts you as His child. No one else can love you more than God loves you. Is that good news? That's a wonderful one to be in favor with, because He's eternal and He's all power. He knows everything, and He's a loving heavenly Father. The privilege and the opportunity is yours as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, yes.
Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
If you find something better than what God offers, take it. If you don't find anything better than what God offers, accept it and obey it. May God bless you.